We come in our reading through the Minor Prophets to the last chapter of the book of Micah, Micah chapter 7. In it, Micah confesses the difficulty of living as a righteous person in this world. It's often challenging for God's people to maintain their righteousness in a world that is so often so unrighteous. Often, just dealing with the most basic things in life can be difficult. Micah compares it here to going in season to pick the fruit, the first fruits of the summer, and yet they're already gone. The world has devoured the things of this world, leaving none for others. It's a world that shows no desire to show justice or mercy to those in need. It's even come to the point where those who are in authority, well, they don't even bother to hide their corruption anymore. They openly seek after bribes. They openly seek to trample on the rights and the needs of others. Maybe it sounds a bit too familiar to us. But the day of judgment, Micah says, is going to come. And in that time, the worldly, they're not even going to be able to trust their truest friends, not even their spouse, for the things that they whisper in secret will be used against them out in the open. Then verse 7 begins with that great word of the gospel. But as for me, I'm going to trust in the Lord, Micah says. The Lord, He will be my vindication. Even though I sin so greatly against the Lord, even though I continue to fall and struggle in my walk of faith, even though I too deserve God's judgment and His righteous wrath, there's going to be one that will plead my case. Micah rejoices that he doesn't even need to plead his own case. The Lord will be the one to plead the case for him. As we know that Christ pleads the case for His people. The Lord Himself will bring about the mercy, the justice that's denied by the courts of men. And as He does so, it will be to the dismay, to the fear of the world which is watching, which will be judged for its own lack of faithfulness. For the covenant God will indeed bring to Himself a people from every nation. Micah rejoices in that, Jew and Gentile, that will sing the praise and rejoice in the great forgiveness, the salvation, and the great faithfulness of our God. If you would look with me, we'll read chapter 7. Of the prophecy of Micah. This is God's very own word. Woe is me, for I have become as when the summer fruit has been gathered, as when the grapes have been gleaned. There is no cluster to eat, no first ripe fig that my soul desires. The godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts the other with a net. Their hands are on what is evil to do it well. The prince and the judge ask for a bribe, and the great man utters the evil desire of his soul. Thus they weave it together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright of them a thorn hedge. The day of your watchmen, of your punishment has come. Now their confusion is at hand. Put no trust in a neighbor. Have no confidence in a friend. Guard the doors of your mouth from her who lies in your arms. For the son treats the father with contempt. The daughter rises up against her mother. The daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the men of his own house. But as for me, I will look to the Lord. I will wait for the God of my salvation. My God will hear me. Rejoice not over me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall rise. When I sit in darkness, the Lord will be a light to me. I will bear the indignation of the Lord because I have sinned against him. Until he pleads my cause and executes judgment for me, he will bring me out to the light. I shall look upon his vindication. Then my enemy will see, and shame will cover her who said to me, "Where is the Lord your God?" My eyes will look upon her. Now she will be trampled down like the mire of the streets. A day for the building of your walls. In that day, the boundaries shall be far extended. In that day, they will come to you from Assyria and the cities of Egypt, and from Egypt to the river, from sea to sea, and from mountain to mountain. But the earth will be desolate because of its inhabitants, for the fruit of their deeds. Shepherd your people with your staff, the flock of your inheritance, who dwell alone in a forest in the midst of a garden land. Let them graze in Bashan and Gilead as in the days of old, as in the days when you came out of the land of Egypt. I will show them marvelous things. The nations shall see and be ashamed of all their might. They shall lay their hands on their mouths. Their ears shall be deaf. They shall lick the dust like a serpent, like the crawling things of the earth. They shall come trembling out of their strongholds. They shall turn in dread to the Lord our God, and they shall be in fear of you. Who is a God like you, pardoning iniquity and passing over transgression for the remnant of his inheritance? He does not retain his anger forever, because he delights in steadfast love. He will again have compassion on us. He will tread our iniquities underfoot. You will cast all our sins into the depths of the sea. You will show faithfulness to Jacob and steadfast love to Abraham, as you have sworn to our fathers from the days of old. We have a God who is faithful in all of his ways, who in his steadfast love, which endures forever, forgives and saves those who trust in him.